You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. It is Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker, and this is, he's a superstar, folks, Mr. Jimmy Carter.
Well, you know, I don't even know what to say anymore about where we're going to talk about, because there's a lot to talk about.
Indeed.
But I know people are weary already of talking about the war, and there really isn't anything else to say about it. We're on the way. Mm-hmm. Things are burning up over there in Qatar, whether we call it Qatar or Qatar, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Fire the world's largest LNG facility. That's not good.
No.
That's not good. And we know we've got possible troops on the ground coming, but Trump has a lot of decisions to make, and he's not made all of them yet.
Yeah.
Israel's hunting down regime members. I mean, going house to house in some cases.
It's crazy.
You know, whacking people. And it's just, you know, it's not good. The gas is high. Mm-hmm. Right before we get into the summer driving season. You feel like the president sometimes just gets talking and it's like his mouth just writing checks that he can't cash.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the story all along.
And then you got other crazy, you know, you got other people like Rand Paul. He's unhinged. And of course, a number of the Democrats are unhinged. Mm-hmm. I mean, he makes them so crazy. You know, the governor of California, some of the stuff he says, he's not going to want to see coming back on him. I mean, it makes him crazy.
I agree. He appears to be. And I have a lot of friends that live in the state that agree with you, but they live there and they just go, I just don't even know how he's getting back in office. They just don't understand who's voting for that kind of leadership. And with the fraud allegations and all this other stuff going on.
It's a lot. You know, it's just
it
all
is a lot.
One
it
thing
is.
That came up today, when I post something on Facebook, and I do post a lot because it's sort of for work. I mean, that's how I communicate. I mostly do news.
Yeah.
News-ish stuff. Some little personal, but not much.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff, you know, like I put a lot of pictures out of Riley Green.
Yeah.
He was on the Today Show today in Australia, and he, got hit with a cell phone, caused him to have stitches.
He was bleeding. Yeah, I saw pictures.
He was bleeding.
I think they were your
five
pictures.
Or six stitches.
Yeah.
Five or six stitches. And, you know, just that whole thing of people saying, well, people throwing stuff. People have been throwing a lot of stuff in the last couple of years to artists. That's been the worst of any of them at this point.
For those that don't know, he was on stage. He's a country artist. And,
yeah.
And he got hit with somebody threw a cell phone.
He was on stage in, I believe, Melbourne.
Yeah.
And someone threw a cell phone.
Crazy.
I mean, it went through the air like a tomahawk.
Yeah.
And it hit him where the jaw meets the earlobe.
And cut him,
And it cut him bad enough where he was bleeding on stage. And they had to stop and, you know, get that under control. And then he ended up needing five or six stitches.
Did he finish his show?
Yeah, he did. He finished the show. He said one person shouldn't be allowed to ruin the show
for everybody,
you know, for everybody else. But it's just the point of people. Why would you go to a show? And I'm sure liquor has something to do with it.
Oh, it's everything. But, yeah, I think it's everything.
You know, but and then someone throws their cell phone, which to most people is $500 to $1,000 worth of phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you throw it. And what's that all about? I mean, I wish there was the rest of the story, which there is not, that I'm able to find. Like, what happened to him? Because they asked him on the Sydney Today Show.
Yeah.
And he didn't know. He just said he got thrown out. Well, whose phone was it? What happened to the phone?
Right. Did he take it from somebody?
Did he get arrested?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, a lot of questions I have, but I don't know. I mean, people have just forgotten how to behave. And I shake my head all day long. There was a, here's an example. Who knows what, by the time we air this, I hope this has a better ending. But right now, a student from the University of Alabama went to Spain for spring break.
Okay.
And now he's gone missing. He was last seen at 3 a.m. leaving a club in one of the cities in Spain. I haven't studied the story that much.
Yeah.
But His dad's gone over there to find him, and I'm worried this is not going to be a happy ending.
Right.
But you cannot, if you're, any of us have no business in a foreign country, or even in this country, leaving something at 3 a.m.
I think that
There's
can only
nothing
be
good that
trouble.
happens out there. It's only trouble
Yeah.
that's out there. And if you're lucky enough to get home when you leave a club at 2 or 3, you ought to thank somebody, because there's a lot going on out there
You know,
at that time of night.
you just brought back a memory of mine when you said that, and what you said is so true. I used to drive when I was probably 18, 19 years old. I drove a bobtail truck, and I made deliveries, dairy deliveries. And sometimes we would leave at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and be on the road, right? And that's not really a big commute time, but you pull into a big city, and I would be in Oakland or San Francisco. And there was nothing. It was the safest time to go do anything because all the people that were drunk or, drug out on,
By then.
they're in bed or sleeping on the street or whatever. And you could just have about your day. There was no traffic, there was no trouble. But up until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, boy, it was humming. It was humming. So we wouldn't leave any earlier than that because it was trouble, but otherwise it was smooth sailing. And you're right. I mean, I don't know what good happens after three. I really don't. I can't.
Particularly in a country you don't speak the language,
Indeed.
and you don't know the customs, and you may not know the good from the bad people. Not that you can't always around here,
Yeah.
but just that story has bothered me. There was a another University of Alabama basketball player, one of their best ones, got his. They went and raided his condo, NIL condo,
Yeah.
at 8:45 in the morning, and found 2.1 pounds of pot.
Okay.
And so he got arrested on a felony for that.
Yeah.
He's basically can't be in school. He can't play the NCAA tournament, and and that's all NIL money with an immature person,
Right.
and he wasn't trying to sell it. He was getting $250,000 a year from the school for
Right. He
NIL,
didn't need the money.
but
Yeah.
he wasn't selling it. He was just partying with it
I
and
think
probably
about.
sharing it and that type of
I
thing.
think about that with if you go back, remember Justin Bieber when he was egging people's houses and just doing stupid stuff, and he was making millions and millions of dollars. And it made me think at the time we were kind of hard on him. We were on the air at the time, and it was one of those fun stories you could ride to the ground. But if you think about it, when you and I were 18, 19, 20 years old, I mean, I don't know how we would have behaved with $2 million a year coming in or five
Oh,
million
we
dollars.
wouldn't. We not have. We wouldn't likely be here today, I
This
don't
is
think.
true. I think you're
I
right.
mean, I'd
I
have
think you're
been
right.
in. There's no telling where I'd have gone.
Right.
I'd
So,
have been in Vegas spending money in some
who
way,
knows?
probably bad.
Probably.
And if I hadn't wrapped myself around a tree with a car,
Or what? Yeah, right.
Ferrari, which I want, by the
Right,
way.
right. But think about
I mean,
all these NIL players have that kind of money.
and
I
the
mean,
and the immaturity there, and that's why that
yeah.
needs to get fixed. Yes, they
Agree.
should be paid for what they're doing, because the
Yeah.
school and all these people are making, they're getting a free education, but they still should get paid.
Yeah.
But they ought to be in some, they ought to be looking after them. You're still not an adult. This is not pro. They ought to be putting this money in some type of something, in
Right.
some kind of bond or
Yeah, I
stock
like
or
that. I like that. They
mutual fund or something. Give them an X amount of cash,
to live on. Yeah.
to live on, but they don't need to be living in, million-dollar homes
Right.
and that type of thing at that point in their life. When they get out of this, they can go,
Well,
go get whatever they want.
you're right. Maybe give it to them when they graduate or something like that. But it bothers me. I always think about that with the other students that are there, right? That have student loans, and then over here, because you're good
You know that 2 pounds of pot,
at.
he wasn't using that just to smoke
No,
himself. He had girls over there, he had other
whatever. Yeah,
buddies over there,
yeah, yeah.
and he was giving out the pot because they couldn't afford
Hey,
it, because they're students in school.
I'm not saying it wasn't wrong. I'm just saying that's what you get when you give a 20-year-old $2 million a year.
Yeah, or something ridiculous,
Right,
even
more.
a quarter of a million a
Right,
year.
whatever.
So,
Yeah.
oh boy, it's just. And then I put up a there's a video
Yeah.
of Spring Break, and it seemed to be a predominantly black group of people, but that's not what I put it up for. I put it up because it was like a drone shot
Yeah.
from like a 10th or 12th floor of a building, looking down on this group, and somebody had taken some water bottles you know, like you drink like this.
Yeah, plastic.
And apparently, when you stomp on them, if they're empty and the cap is on, they can make a noise. Poof! They sound like a gunshot.
Yeah.
So people thought, I guess a bunch of people did it and thought it was gunshot.
Oh, okay.
So they started running in every direction. And I post stuff and I don't sit around and wait for comments. And I rarely read the comments. I just see that there are comments. I move on. I'm just not looking. That's not what I'm looking for in myself.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do the post
Give
and
the
move on.
information.
Get the information. I'm not trying to hear what everybody thinks about it necessarily.
Right.
I might catch it, might not. But boy, there was some there racist things that came out on that.
Oof.
Unbelievable. And I hadn't seen them till I did probably been up 24 hours. So when you're on remote on Facebook, you can't delete it, the post, but I could hit hide.
Yeah.
And it didn't even like me doing that, but I hit hide on a bunch of them. There were 433 comments.
Holy cow,
And
that's
a
a
lot
lot.
of them were just bad. They were racist. I'm not repeating what they said, but it was bad. I couldn't believe people think that's a smart idea to publicly say racist things. When did that get to be okay again?
I don't know, and I also don't understand, and that to me is hatred. But there's a lot of just hate posting too.
There's a lot of hate posting, and there's
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
It starts everywhere. I mean, it starts at the top, you know, from the Oval Office on down. I mean,
Wow.
he, you know,
Wow.
he's doing a lot of that, whether it's talking about judges or talking about whoever it is. I think it starts there. And then this Candace Owens is a bad seed. And there's so many of them. I mean, there's just
Yeah. I don't
so many
know.
of them, you know, that are, and it goes back to the people, you know, trying to scare people by pretending like it's gunshots. There's just a disrespect in society
Ooh,
in general.
that's a
They
good term.
just added a dress code for the Houston Rodeo because people are walking around. It's supposed to be a family thing, and they're half naked. People getting into fights. I mean, people just feel like they can wear anything they want anymore, to whether it's on a plane or anywhere else. And it happened. I think it really caught hold during COVID, when people just, you know, they were wearing pajamas all day long. They never felt the need to get dressed. And I think that that really has carried over into society on airplanes.
Yeah, I would
And I
agree.
think when people are dressed terribly, they're more likely to get into a fight than they are if they were dressed up nice.
Interesting. I mean, that's interesting.
I think clothes make a difference in how you act when you're in a place. And people don't seem to know how to act if they're out at a restaurant or they're on an airplane. I mean, how many stories do you need to see of people cutting up on airplanes and refusing, then feel some kind of entitlement to be there, dressed like hell?
Yeah.
You know, I
Okay.
mean,
You
you
so
wouldn't, I wouldn't cut my yard in what a lot of people,
I don't
you
even
know.
think it's just the clothing, but I agree with you. I was on a flight coming back from a trip about, I don't know, I'm gonna say a week ago. I was sitting up front. There was a you know how they have some of those planes have two seats on one side and one seat on the other side? Because,
Small planes,
yeah,
yeah.
real small. And so I was on a plane like that, and my wife and I were sitting on one side, and to the left of us was this guy. And he had his phone out in the plane while we're cruising along, you know, and the lights were dimmed because it was kind of early flight and they want to let you sleep if you want and stuff like that. And he had his phone out and he was playing the speaker of the videos he was watching.
Yeah, that's happened. They've actually, United has come out with some stuff on that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they can do about it other than kick you off the plane, get you arrested or whatever.
I think they are.
But there are people that are doing that now, which... Who in the world thinks that's okay?
I don't know. And here's the weirdest part. I looked at my wife and I thought, yeah, that's great. We want to hear your video, whatever you're playing. The stewardess comes over and says, hey, can you turn that down? It's not, you know, you can't have that on. Oh, okay. That's what he says. So we fly for another 2 hours and we get to our destination. And, you know, people jump up. They want to get off right away, right? And so we get out and we're trying to get our bag and he ended up being the nicest guy. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, go ahead. If you guys are trying to catch a flight, run ahead of me. No problem at all. So he wasn't rude, but he also didn't realize he was being rude with the phone.
It's just people have gotten to where it's narcissism.
Is that
it's all these people taking selfies all the time.
Oh my God.
It's people dressed terribly to go to a public place.
Yeah.
It's a relaxation of society that it's not very nice. And it's,
I would agree with you.
And it's just, and then you have other people, you know, that are bad role models that act a certain way. And that, you know, one of the reasons why I drive all these places, mm-hmm. number one, I don't want to deal with 2.5 hours of a TSA line or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then also, I don't want to deal with people that don't know how to behave anymore.
Wow.
I
mean,
get up there with that.
That is legit. I mean, you're right about that. I mean,
people used to do slurs. Well, I don't want to get on the bus because I took the bus places as a kid.
Yeah.
I never noticed anybody acting bad on the bus, but I think people know how to act bad on planes.
Yeah.
And they just, it's amazing how people have lost their manners.
Yes, they totally have. Yeah,
at everything.
But Jimmy, what if you're not taught your manners, right? What if that there's a generation there that wasn't taught their manners? Maybe the parents kind of slipped into this. It's not important, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think
that's some of that. But at school, you'd think they would have picked it up.
I would hope
when they went to any kind of school,
they
had to have manners.
Yeah, I would hope. I just don't get it either. And
it's just terrible.
I'll tell you, if you put a suit on for TV, I know you do, or you put on some nice outfit. You're wearing a nice outfit for a podcast. No one's going to see, right? But at the same time, you feel better when you're dressed up, when you got your shoes and your socks.
It's a total lack of respect for yourself,
right?
And a lack of respect for anybody else.
Agree. I don't disagree.
But a lot of it's a lack of disrespect. You don't have any respect for yourself. If you go out looking like that,
there was a congressman named Fetterman. You remember Fetterman?
Yep.
Fetterman was going to the meetings with a hoodie on, and he still does it. He still does it. I mean, that's our top brass.
I don't know
what
that's about.
I don't either. But it's hard to look at him and listen to him when he's talking about the state of our country or whatever while he's in a sweatshirt, you know. And I don't know why. Maybe that's just the way you and I were raised. I don't know.
Well, I certainly was raised not to look. Not look horrible, but I don't know. It's just, a lot of it has to do with your raising. I'm sure it does.
Maybe, yeah.
My mother was big on having me look nice, and some people can't afford to look nice.
Yeah,
I understand that. But this has nothing to do with rich or poor. I'm just saying looking clean, mm-hmm. looking put together. That doesn't cost anything. You shouldn't be up on an airplane if you can't afford to have a shirt on.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's just
disrespect. And look at military people. You know, they look so great when they're
all the time.
Even at their most relaxed mm-hmm. method, the military has you looking good, you know. And it has something to do with how you think and how you behave.
Yeah.
You behave better when you're dressed a little nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people who can't behave no matter what they're doing, you know, they're just
that's
not
who they're going to be. Yeah.
But people that I run into it just in the courtesy. Where it happened in the world to courtesy? I was at a Cracker Barrel the other day.
Yeah.
And these women were in line, two or three of them, to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to have, I just wanted to get by. And they were just blocking the road, basically, you know, in the restaurant. They needed to be cut to the side so people could cut a lane through there. And I just finally, you know, had to almost push my way through. It was like they had an entitlement that they owned the road.
Okay, now I agree with you because I feel the same way you do about I'm at the grocery store. I'm going down, somebody parks their cart on one side and then is looking on the other side and you can't get by, right? And they don't see you and they don't care or they, my opinion is, they're more important than you, right? That's what they think. And
that's right.
But my wife is always setting me straight. So I'm going to just do that. She says to me, they're oblivious. They don't know. And I say, how could they not know?
That's true.
How could they not know? So I have a nickname.
Because they're not thinking. Because they're narcissistic.
Ooh.
They're not thinking about others.
Okay.
They're not thinking about others. And you that ought to be your concern is, you know, God knows some people aren't going to let you out in a car situation on a road. Yeah. I've always let people out, flash your lights. You feel good about it.
Sure,
you let somebody out. You don't have to in some cases, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And same way when you're in someplace. But some people have this disorder, you know, that they're downtrodden and no one's going to get ahead of me. And they're competitive 24/7. They don't know how to
off.
You know, they're competitive in checking out at a Cracker Barrel.
Right.
I mean, please. That's it's what Megyn Kelly said to Mark Levin the other day. They're going at it.
Yeah.
Boy, they're nasty going at it. And he called her a harlot.
Oh, my God.
And she called him a micro penis.
Oh.
And I mean, that's down. I mean, getting, you know, that's just,
I don't
like
that either. It's
I mean, dude, wow. You know, it's just, I just don't know where some of that. I just don't know what happened. You know, I think COVID did so much damage to us that we'll never, you know, not in a decade or two get away. The whole country stopped, went, you know, we stayed home.
Yeah.
It changed the way people went to school. It changed the way that people communicated. It changed certainly the way that people behaved.
Oh, yeah. And if you remember, during COVID, there was a huge bump in alcohol consumption. And that's just something they can measure. Who knows about drugs and stuff like that? But there's a whole generation that missed a couple years of school. You know, the kids, they didn't, you know, they were homeschooled. They would check
in. Well, I quit teaching because of it because I said, I just can't teach.
Yeah, it was a mess. It was a mess.
I couldn't teach on Zoom. I just didn't want to do it. But you know, it's just a courtesy. I don't know what we do about it unless you just, you know, if you've got children or grandchildren, just kind of insist on, you know, certain things about show them how to be kind to people and to be courteous and look after others and help people, you know, and just, I don't know.
I think you're right. And it's easy to react to a situation. Why is this guy going so slow? Why is this guy going so fast in a car or what, you know? And so when my wife and I were driving, she started me with this, and I know this sounds terrible at my age playing a game, but she plays a game. She says, what if, hey, just relax. What if their loved one is in the hospital and they're trying to get to them? What if the car only has two gears and they can't go any faster? What if? And I do that a lot, and it keeps my blood pressure lower. It does.
I try to. I'm certainly not in the road rage category. I don't think so.
Yeah.
In the car, and I'm not that competitive out there. If anything, I'm letting people in. But, you know, I see it, and you certainly see it out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you cannot. And I'm seeing stories all the time.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this. Even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Time about, you know, road rage and people getting hurt and killed. You don't want to, people are unhinged. The last thing you want to do is try to cut somebody off or, you know, if they cut you off, then you try to get revenge and cut them. You don't want to play that game. You want to back off.
That person's
could have a gun and they're crazy.
Yeah, it happened here recently. somebody followed to a McDonald's parking lot and somebody else unloaded on him right there in the parking lot, and the guy's dead and heat of the moment, you know, and I'm sure the guy's remorseful that he did it, you know, but he lost his cool, and that can be a bad situation.
Just, road rage is just, you, as much as you want to do it, you know, you can't. Just can't, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at, you know, and where this, and people are saying, you know, it's also making people nervous. I think the people on the war thing, I think they're nervous about where it's going to these, you know, we're dealing with really crazy unknowns. You know, you had a couple right off the bat of lone wolf type people, you know, the one in Michigan that ran the synagogue, or the one in Virginia, you know, that went to the ROTC class.
Yeah.
And then the one in Austin. Haven't had one since. So maybe that got, you know, the got that out of the way. I hope so.
I hope so too, but you can't help but put it in the back of your mind.
You gotta wonder, you know? And see, well, here's Iran is warned of major response coming as war escalates. It's one of the headlines here. Oil at 110 a barrel. Boy, that's something. If we don't get that gas price down again, we're going to be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened with Biden. You know, the first thing he did in there started canceling all these
the drilling
gasoline things.
Yeah.
And it made the gas prices go up. And when the gas prices go up, the wages have to go up. Everything goes up, and nothing ever hardly goes down.
Yeah, you're right about it.
It seems to go up. So now we got oil going up there really, really high. And then there's refineries on fire. And then it said here, missiles hit Riyadh. That's in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they're going to do about it with Iran, because they're hitting all the Gulf countries. And then what about the NATO people saying, screw you, basically. We're not coming. We're not coming to help.
Yeah, I don't know what we're supposed
to do about that in the long run. Next time they call us, we don't answer.
Right, but then we get chewed out for that, right? We get chewed out for not, you know, not answering that. And so, yeah, it's kind of a mess. And
why are we paying NATO if these people can't come when we need them to come, if we ask?
Right.
So I don't quite understand
either
what's going on with that. So that's a bigger deal that's going on.
And I got a question for you. I mean, I know like the Straits of Hormuz is a big oil distribution area, right? And I know that Oman and Iran, or Iraq rather, hold the ownership of that area, and it, you know, we can't just go and take it over. I get all that, but why in the world, in the first place, do we have all the oil going out of one spot?
In our case, we're only getting 5%.
So it's not
oil comes from there, but for China, it's really heavy. For I think Australia and the Far East, I think that's where they get all their oil from, is from the Middle East now, and so that's why that's important. But another thing for us that we care about is I think 30% of our fertilizer comes from there.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you had mentioned that. So
that's a big deal. And
I'm just curious.
I mean, it's not like some of the artists. It says Britain has destroyed more than 40 Iranian drones since the war. God knows how many they've had.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing about Iranian nuclear enrichment. I mean, the Jewish people were very angry in Iran because of the thing that they did when they went there and killed all their people.
Yeah, did we forget about that? I didn't forget about that.
Yeah, it seemed like we did, and they hadn't. And so when they had the opportunity to kill these people that were trying to kill them, they took advantage of it, and we jumped right on the plane.
Yeah.
And said, okay. Because the nuclear enrichment, who knows where that was really. I don't think anybody really knows how far along they were. But what we have seen, and you can't argue with, they had a lot of missiles.
Yeah, they sure did, didn't they?
I mean, they sure had a lot of missiles.
Yeah.
I mean, lots and lots and lots of missiles buried, some not buried. They didn't have those for a Independence Day rally.
Right.
I mean, they were going to shoot that stuff, you know, as they have.
Right.
With looking where all these places missiles have gone. And not to mention their little drone army that they've been selling to Russia. They had thousands, apparently, of those things.
Right.
And so we're bombing the heck out of them, but we're still not getting all of it.
Yeah.
And remember, this place that we're talking about, Iran, is about twice the size of Texas. And if you have any idea how big Texas is, You know, it takes 13 hours to drive from El Paso to Houston, and you still haven't driven across Texas yet. So, you know, I mean, it's a big place, and there's a lot of places to hide stuff, and I'm sure our satellites and everything have been tracking them, and they've blown up a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
But they obviously still have means to do bad things. And what we've and what we haven't done yet, we haven't destroyed their oil stuff. We've let that island stay intact. We got some of the army bases and stuff on there, but we don't want to destroy their only way of making money, because that is their only way pretty much of making money, is the oil business. So we're trying to save that, so when somebody else gets in there, they'll be able to resume some kind of normal life. So that's what that's about. But what I don't understand, if you're going to be at war and they've got a million man army and we're not killing any of them, pretty much, because we don't want to run these casualty figures up high, then what are we doing? I mean, we're not trying to win, obviously, because if you're going to leave a million man army intact, you know, that's run by these, you know, Muslim clerics, then I don't know what you're doing. And I don't know what we're doing. So we're bombing everything to kingdom come, and that's good. But again, we're spending millions and millions and billions now of dollars shooting these $3 million bullets every time they're shooting a $1,000 drone.
Right, right. Which so, I know we got some drones now that are cheaper that we're running in there. Which
we
do
have a little bit of that, and then we don't, but we have these lasers that are on top of the building in Baghdad, but we're still not getting everything. That's still a work in progress. So, you know, it does seem like this war is getting a bit out of control. Missiles hit Saudi Arabian capital, and I'm hearing a lot of, you know, a lot of bad stuff is going on.
I would like to hear. I would like to hear somebody in our government, you know, do a either television or online. I don't care. Fireside chat and explain what's happening for the people, not necessarily from a military, just like, here's what's going on. This happened on this date, and this is why we're doing this. And it seems like everything's always a question. Why? And why are we doing it? What's the game here? What's the end result?
You think somebody would, you know, do like a chalkboard talk.
Well, something, you know, yeah, something.
Where I mean, you could say, all right, here's what the situation was. Here's why we did what we did.
Yeah.
Here's what's going on. And
I mean, after all,
where that's going,
right? I mean,
but
they are.
Again, you've got the, you know, the White House is in full cheerleader mode all the time.
I just
feel like they're in constant. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. Everything's great.
Yeah.
When you know it isn't, but you don't want them to. Don't say anything. I don't know, but I just.
I want.
It all sounds political, and then the Democrats. Yeah. They can't say anything nice about anything.
Oh, no.
If it's coming from Trump and them, you know, they're extreme on the other side of this. And how they can let the TSA and all those people at Homeland Security not get paid, I think that's just criminal. That's just really, really
I agree.
Awful.
No, I agree
and
with you.
Okay, let's say they've tried to get bills passed that pays for everything but ICE. You have got to have immigration and customs.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get every kind of. What are we doing having a drug war if we're not going to have that? And it's just.
I almost feel like it's a last ditch effort to keep all the people that are voting for them here. You know, it's like.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
It feels like that's
the rap on a lot of that. But it's just, you know, I don't like the way that they were doing stuff. I thought it was thuggish too. You know, the way they were going through it. It did look like something from, you know, Germany, or it had a bad optics.
Yeah, and, I would agree with that. But at the same time, I would think, well, how else do they go in? How do they go and get a regular criminal from a home? They bust down the door and they
right,
go.
Right, you got to do that. But I mean, again, this is where this Democrat thing, they won't cooperate with them. So you've got people that need to be getting out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got them trying to go. It's a bad answer by a bad solution. And so you have nothing but bad equals bad.
Right.
And then you also had that woman shot in Minneapolis that was in the street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was she doing? Why was she able to block the street in her car?
Right.
Where were the Minneapolis police doing traffic enforcement? You shouldn't allow people to block the street in a car.
No, no, not
at a demonstration.
Right. You mean, not at anything.
She put herself out there. Then I'm not saying she should have been killed because of it. Obviously not. But she shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Right.
In the car. And so that's another bad decision, has another bad solution. Enforce the traffic laws, enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the people are in jail and they're bad people and you're letting them out for whatever reason and you're supposed to tell ICE about it, then you should.
Right, right.
I mean, it's a federal law. I mean, I just don't, we just got a lot of this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, not working together because it's all politics.
It really has polarized people, and it's taken away some cognitive functions of people to reason, right? It's like, this is reasonable, this is not. How come you can't see that, right? How come this doesn't make any sense to you?
You know, and then you've got Preston again criticizing these judges. Yeah, people have been criticizing judges since the 60s.
Yeah.
Earl Warren, when he was the Chief Justice, was hated.
Yeah.
I might have mentioned before, there were billboards in my hometown that said, impeach Earl Warren.
No, I didn't Earl know that. Warren. That's wild.
They hated Earl Warren, and they hated the Kennedys down south.
Really?
But, you know, this is nothing new, but some things, but it's not good to get out there and openly criticize a lot of these judges, even though they do screwy rulings. You can't, I mean, you just can't do some of the stuff that we do, and it's just... You got to watch your mouth, whether it's criticizing judges or just everything. You just got to support some things that are going on as a country. I'm very disappointed in those baseball players the other day down in Miami at the World Game. Didn't sing the national anthem, but Venezuela's people did.
Right, right. What the
heck? They're proud of their country, but you know these rich guys, that's why I didn't watch any more of those games. I said, hell with that.
Yeah, I did
see. But, you know, it's just... We're whacked out on sports. We give too much emphasis towards sports,
mm-hmm.
And they're I don't know, and they don't always give us back the return, you know, showing people what the right thing to do is.
The right thing
was to be respectful and sing the national anthem.
I agree. I mean, it was evident during the Olympics. We saw both sides of that. We saw the hockey team. You know, with proud to be America. And then right away, you talked about this early in the podcast today, right away online, people started bashing the hockey team, you know, for saying that. At the same time, people loving the hockey team for saying that, you know, and there was some other, I think she was an ice skater that said something negative, and people just on her and just bashing her online about it and stuff. But I still put the flag out, Jimmy, and I still love this place.
Me too.
Called the USA. I can't tell you a better place to live. I couldn't tell. I mean, if there's a paradise in Antarctica hidden behind an ice wall or something like that, fine. But as far as what we got to choose from right now, I love this country.
A lot of people that are causing these problems.
Yeah.
They didn't have to go through anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had peace for all the years they've been alive. We didn't have to go through Vietnam where people were scared with their draft number. They certainly didn't have to go through World War II or even Korea.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
I mean, they're soft. Hmm. The country is soft.
Wow, that's...
We've got some great people, and we've got some... Oh, this Marines, you know, that are on the way to the Middle East. I hope they don't have to get off that boat.
I do, too.
I sure hope they don't, because this... I'm not sure all this over there is worth dying for.
Wow.
But... You know, just with me, if you're going to go in there and do it, which we can't do,
mm-hmm.
the place is twice as big as Texas, and they got some ridiculous amount of million people that are, you know, all DNA'd with this, with a certain type of religion.
Yeah.
We're not going to change them. We're not going to make them Democrats.
No, that's not going to happen.
I just want them to stay in their place, you know, where they're not out trying to blow us up or put airplanes into buildings and, you know, but their religion in some cases... With these radical clerics, that's what they want. They say death to America, and they mean it.
Yeah,
they're not sitting around. It's not like go Raiders. I mean, this is really truthful. They believe it with all their heart.
Well, they'll give.
We should die.
Yeah, they will give their life up for it. You know, they'd live and breathe it.
And so, you know, that's dangerous for us. And when we think they're getting ready to get out of their bounds with a missile or nuclear weapons or something like that, we've got to go in there and stop that to protect us. And we much rather do it there than we do over here. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've heard many times before. We fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here.
See, I got my fireside chat after all. You had to give it, but I got it. I feel
You've
good about it.
You've got to fight them over there so you don't fight them over here. Okay. And we've got some people, you know, that have been turned screwy, like the Prime Minister of England and the United Kingdom, because they've gotten the Muslims have gotten in on a lot of their politics over there, and they've become more and more socialist for whatever reason that's all about. And it's changed their thinking. They're not the Britain that stands behind us that's always been there. No question.
Wow. Not wrong. I mean, that's definitely an accurate depiction right there. No doubt.
And then we don't expect Germany to go down there and start battling. I don't think we want them to.
Yeah.
You know, same way with Japan. Just let them have defense forces to protect themselves, but we don't want them out doing about, but we had enough of their business, you know, 50, 60 years ago.
But
with England, there's no excuse. They're not backing us. Whatever we want to do, they should say, okay, same way with them. If they need something, we need to be there.
Yeah.
That's how it's always been for the last 200 years. But, you know, it's obviously because people have Trump derangement syndrome that he makes them so mad and angry that it's just not effective. And I don't know what we're going to do about that.
It's funny you say that, because it's like everything else goes out the window. And that includes logic.
Logic goes out the window. Anything goes out the window.
Yeah,
you know, and also here's something else too, while I'm on this pattern today. I am really tired of people using the S word for excrement like it's just like you're saying Ford or Chevrolet.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, S this, S that, and then F this, F that. Do they know any other words in their vocabulary they can think of?
Wow.
Because I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it on movie trailers.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it on the Oscars. I'm hearing it in these situations where it's mixed company and not everybody likes that language. Who said you could? It's back to the people that don't understand manners and what is proper.
Yeah.
You've got a generation of apparently young people making decisions, you know, for movie trailers and other things, mass consumables, that think it's okay to use the word F all over the place. It's not okay.
Not wrong. I mean, you hear it in this grocery store. You hear it everywhere.
Everywhere. In music and all over the place. It's not like you can't legally not say it, but you shouldn't. It's not what you say in proper terms.
Yet we're so concerned about offensive, political, correct commentary, but we're not offended by just rude behavior. It's so
rude
strange.
Behavior, improper language, you know, nasty talk.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just, I don't know. It's just, we've lost our minds. And really, again, I'm sorry, but it really does start at the top.
Example.
And, you know, and Trump, with all the good things I think that he can do and has done, he doesn't set a great example on some things. Taking it, wearing his hat at the exchange for the dead bodies the other day. That's not, you don't wear a ball cap when that's going on.
Yeah, that's kind of different.
You take your cap off as a salute to the country and the flag when that's being formally presented. I mean, he does a lot of stuff that I know the MAGA people, you know, what'd you do the survey that the MAGA people are 10% or whatever it is, 20%, or no matter what he does, they don't care.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's the same as the derangement, but it's the other way.
Yeah, we have derangement on both sides. Right. It's not okay, everything he does.
Right.
And it's not okay what the morons on the Democratic side say.
Right.
They are idiots when they say some of the stuff.
Yeah.
And Chuck Schumer, he makes me so mad looking at him, I could scream.
Yeah, I agree with
you. But on both sides, they have. Rand Paul makes me crazy.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either. You're right.
It's the extremes on the Democrats and the Republicans are just really difficult to deal with. Really difficult.
No, I agree. And I don't know where we go from here, but I know Trump's next term is done.
I think there are some people that are governors on the Democrat and the Republican side, and I don't mean Newsom.
Yeah.
Somebody who has a little less hair gel than him. But I think there are some family people that are governors, you know, that might be able to be something on one side or the other, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just we're in such torn apart times and angry. We can't even discuss. I mean, I guarantee you people are mad at me for saying things I've said today.
Well, of course.
You know, it's just It's like people used to get mad. They get mad at an umpire when you call him ball and strikes.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he's not calling him strikes against your team,
it's
he's
your
okay.
team. You just said it. When it's your team, you feel good about it. When it's not your team, you feel bad about
it. The only team we should have is the United States of America.
Ooh, agreed.
That is our team.
Agreed.
And we need to, you know, as we come into the 250th anniversary of this country, we need to respect the things like the national anthem, the flag, mm-hmm. and we need to respect buildings that we occupy and traditions that we have.
And each other, Jimmy, and each other.
And each other. That goes with, yes, with each other. And maybe that we need an awakening, you know, and maybe this anniversary will help some people. But, I mean, you should love the country that you live in. You don't have to, like, you love your family. You may not like everything your family does.
Yeah.
I don't know of a family that's perfect. We certainly aren't perfect in this country. Mm-mm. But you should still love and try to make the country better. And what are you doing to help make it better?
Right. Right.
Just like John Kennedy asked, don't ask what you're, you know, do what you're doing for the country, not what your country's doing for you.
Okay. Well so said. Well
think
said.
Think about how you can make the country better. And part of that is clean up the language. Don't dress like a bum.
Mm-hmm.
And just try to clean up around your own door.
Yeah, I agree. Think about others once in a while, not just yourself. Yeah. Good stuff right here on Sweeping the Country. Until we do it again next week, take a deep breath, Jimmy. I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.